Hello again and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for June 2016. First, let's talk about the moon. New moon this month is on the 5th and the full moon on the 20th of the month. So the best time to look at the moon through a telescope is between the last and first quarters at any time in the first 2 weeks of the month. This is because you want the moon to be lit by the sun from the side, rather than full on as it is at full moon, and this is to illuminate the sides of mountains and craters so that you can see them better by providing a better contrast. June marks the start of the noctilucent cloud season. These rare and beautiful clouds are the result of the sun shining through very high ice crystals after the sun has set from the point of view of the observer, and they appear to be ghostly blue-white clouds in the hours just after sunset or just before sunrise. Try looking in the northwest in the evening and in the northeast before sunrise. Now on to the planets. Mercury is best seen at the end of the month, just before sunrise in the constellation of Taurus in the northeast. Venus will shine like a beacon around sunset at the end of the month. It will be very low, but you can't really miss it because it's so bright. When viewed with binoculars, you will see Venus is a crescent, just like the moon. Do, of course, make sure that the sun has set before using binoculars in this way. Mars is best viewed at the start of the month around midnight in the constellation of Libra to the south. And Jupiter is the reasonably bright object visible around midnight, also in the constellation of Libra, and this is again towards the south. As always, look out for the Galilean moons and some stripes on the planet's surface. And finally, Saturn, with its magnificent ring system, is best on show at the start of the month around midnight, when it will be in the constellation of Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, towards the south. Look out for detail in the rings if you're using a small telescope or binoculars. There are no notable meteor showers this month, and this is because of the longer days and shorter nights. It would not be very easy to see them. However, look out for a few meteors in the moonless skies in the middle part of the month, and these will be from the June Lyrids. And now, as usual, onto the constellation watch. This month we are well and truly into the summer constellations, and the Cygnus family, which I talked about in an earlier podcast, Lyra, Delphinus, and Sagittar, the arrow, and of course the summer triangle formed by the three bright stars, Deneb in Cygnus, Vega in Lyra, and Altair in Aquila. Now, the Milky Way is not best placed to view at this time of the year, not only because of the brighter skies, but because the Milky Way is currently lying flat along the eastern horizon. However, there are some nice double stars to look at. The widest separated double star system, as seen from the Earth, may be found in the Handle of the Plough, the second star in from the end. And if you have average eyesight, you should be able to make out the stars simply by looking at it. And these stars are called Alcor and Mizar, Mizar being the brighter of the two at magnitude plus 2. With binoculars or a small telescope, there are two other double stars that are worth looking at, and these are Regulus, the brightest star in Leo the Lion, and Albireo in the tail of Cygnus the Swan. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for July's highlights. Bye for now.